Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is G.I. Joe, Rise of the Cobra, and a super elite military unit goes up against some really bad guys.
We have never faced a threat like this. A team is being assembled. They are the best operatives in the world. When all else fails, we don't.
So, here's what I know about G.I. Joe. Well, he stands like 2.5 inches tall, and he's a plastic army guy that my brother used to play with as a kid. And yeah, that's about it. Now, if you want to know something about the Cabbage Patch Kids, or hey, I could throw down some facts about Barbie if you want, but G.I. Joe, I've got nothing. And why is that? Well, it seems that Paramount Studios decided there was no way they were going to show this movie to any critics before it was released. Very interesting. They say they were all worried about us trashing this movie like we did Transformers. Well, here's a bit of a newsflash for the Hollywood people out there. The reason we didn't like Transformers, it wasn't that good of a movie. Now, what they're planning for with this movie is that you run out and spend all your money to see it before word gets out. But they're not getting my money, I'm going to pass. Now, into a movie I do know something about, and it's Julie and Julia, based on two true stories, how Julia Child, who's played by Meryl Streep, came to be the cooking person that we've all heard of, and Julie, played by Amy Adams, who became inspired to change her life by cooking her way through Julia's cookbook.
I'm Julia Child. Bon appetit!
Before she changed the world, Julia Child was just an American living in France.
Shouldn't I find something to do?
What is it that you really like to do?
Eat.
So you know, Amy and Meryl, they've started a movie together before, and that movie was Doubt. So how did they do in this movie? Well, Meryl Streep did an amazing job. She was so believable. So much so that they make you really believe she's super, super tall, just like the real Julia Child, which actually gives me some hope. You know, if I ever get a starring role in a movie, they can make me look really tall, too. Well, how did Amy Adams do? Well, her part of the story not nearly as entertaining. So back to Meryl, super funny and entertaining, and Stanley Tucci, who plays her husband, is really good too, and it would have been great if they just made that movie all about Julia Child and left the rest out. And here's a little tip. If you're going to take a date to this movie, plan on going out to eat afterwards, because after you see this movie, you're going to be super, super starving. So in our movie night traffic light, Julie and Julia is a yellow light. For movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.